Blog Talk yes. Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Tonight,
yeah, we're going to have God blessing us. So let's just sing one or two songs to warm our hearts, to, you know, prepare our spirits for what God is doing. We're going to sing one or two songs before the woman of God start preaching. Let's sing a song like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
Lord. We praise you.
Yes, Father.
We adore you, Lord. Lord,
yes,
Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory, honor, and adoration. We thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight. Lord, we
yes,
thank
Father.
You for anointing your servant. Anointing your servant to speak your word, to bless the people, and minister to us today. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Bishop Barry Davis, over to you. Share with us what God has for you, you know, whatever God lay your heart. And let the Spirit of God lead you, whether prayer, whether the word, whether a song, whether a praise, what, just let the Holy Spirit have its way. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise and thank. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord
yes.
God, we come before you this evening, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father
Amen.
God, reverencing you, Lord God. Thanking you,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that you loved
Amen.
Us first, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us opportunity, Father, to live an eternal life. Lord
yes.
God, we thank you, Father. Lord
Amen.
God, we thank you, Jesus. That you've given
yes.
us opportunity, Lord God, to walk as disciples here on earth. Oh, we thank
yes.
you, Lord, that you gave us an assignment, Father. You gave us a purpose, Lord God, before we were
yes.
even born through our mother's womb. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh,
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Lord.
As we come before you this evening, Father, as that decrease, Lord God, increase in me. To give,
Amen.
Lord God, your word, not my word, Father, but your word. In Jesus'
yes.
matchless and mighty name we pray.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Also,
you,
we
Lord.
Welcome the woman of God, Lady Evangelist Laika Lawal. She also ministered yesterday after Valerie Day, Bishop Barry Davis. Evangelist Laika Lawal, is going to share with us whatever God places. We have a whole 2 hours. We have a whole 2 hours, so we have all the time. So everybody feel that. Mama, you are welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, so let's hear from you. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God's word tonight is coming from Romans 8:37.
Yes.
No matter the circumstance. I want you to listen to me now. No matter the circumstance.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors. Amen?
Amen.
We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Romans 8:37 says, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us.
Man.
I want to encourage all of you that as we are in the midst of going through something, that through it all, we are more than conquerors through Christ
Amen.
Jesus who loves us. Amen?
Amen.
Believe is faith. Different kinds of intense adversity. But you must know that we will overcome with victory. Amen? We are overcomers.
Amen.
That's what conquerors mean. We are overcomers.
Amen.
Paul says that nothing will be able. He said nothing will be able to separate us from God's love.
Amen.
Which means we already have that love. Amen.
Yes,
we have
yes,
already
yes.
been loved by God through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And God's word in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten
Man.
Son. He did what?
Yes.
He gave his only begotten son. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. Didn't say I can do some things. It says
yes.
I can do all things through Christ
things.
Jesus, which strengthens
yes.
me.
Man.
See, we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors. Do you
yes.
realize that we are ambassadors of Christ?
Yes.
We are a royal priesthood.
We are priesthood.
We're chosen generation. We're a holy nation.
Holy nation.
We're peculiar people.
Peculiar
We've been
people.
Called out of darkness and placed
oh, yes.
in God's marvelous light. Amen?
Amen?
We need to know that. We need to know that to the depths of our heart. We need to know
yes.
that. That
yes.
as believers, as conquerors, as God's people, as God's children, we are chosen
mm-hmm.
generation.
Yeah.
See, some of us don't even know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we need to understand and realize that God loved us first.
Yeah.
We need to also realize that we are a joint heir with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We need to understand, and we turn to the 91st song, it declares unto me. That
Amen.
As long as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, which is the
yes.
Word of God, that
yes.
I should abide under the shadow, yes, under the protection, Archbishop, under the provision
Amen.
Of the Almighty God.
Yes.
It further bears witness in me that God is my refuge. See, he's my hiding
yes.
place. He's yours too. And
Amen.
My fortress. He's my
yes.
strength and my God, the one in whom we worship.
Amen.
See, there's some things we need to understand. That as conquerors, no matter what we do, no matter what that adversity is, no matter, we're going to be victorious through Christ.
Amen.
But we also need to know and understand God's word from Romans 12:2. And what does that tell us? And be not conformed to this world, but be
yes.
ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That
Amen.
Ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
See, we got to understand this thing, saints. It's not something that we easily kind of just push off. Put the Bible aside, push God aside for a while we out in the world. See, we got to take this thing seriously. We in the last days.
Yes.
We need to understand that we got to step out from the midst. We don't want to adopt the patterns of the world. Amen?
Amen.
We must, as God says, in his word, he said, do not conform. He didn't say, well, sometimes we can conform, or maybe most of the time. He said, do not conform to the patterns of this world. You
yes.
have to choose to focus on God. And you got to choose to commit or recommit yourself. Amen?
Amen.
We got to understand this thing, thanks to God. See, it has to do with putting faith and trust in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ through his death on the cross.
Yes.
And all about him resurrecting. See, all of this goes back to the roots of Jesus' teaching. Amen?
Yes.
We can't be God believers or God lovers and running after God's heart the way that David danced. And David was after God's own heart. But
yes.
we got to be able to do as they have done, as God dictates and commands us.
Man.
Living in a world of individualism, you going to do, put your little personal touch on what God is commanding us to do. Oh, you going to twist it a little bit today. Or you deciding with this pragmatic view of religion that relegates our faith.
Yes.
You want to put your own personal values on things, but see, it's not our thing.
Yes.
Understood? This is God. These are God's commands. He's given them to us. And God is not going to lower his standards to accommodate someone that's with a pragmatic view that wants to put their own personal values into this thing. He's given it to all of us. And we are to
yes.
walk as God commands us. Amen?
Amen.
We must also understand, as stated in John 14:15-24, that God's word says that if you love me, you will keep my commands. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it
yes.
is he who loves me. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Think about it. Father's clear. He's clear with what he's saying to us. And my Father, as Jesus is saying, will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. These verses remind us that his commandments are a manifestation of God's love. It's a manifestation of his love for us.
Yes.
And obedience to his command or his commandment is our expression of love back to him. Amen? Do
Amen.
We understand, yes, that in order for us to continually be blessed and grow higher, God wants us to activate and walk his word.
Yes.
We've got to be able to step out there and walk. We can't fit around. The vineyard is way too big. We are in a blessed country.
Yes.
And there are people right here in this country and way abroad that are thirsty for God's word. We got some work to do, folks.
Yes.
God gave his only begotten son to die on that cross for us. We have work to do as disciples of Christ.
Yes.
We are conquerors. We are conquerors over any situation, over any circumstance. We're going to be victorious. But
Amen.
There are some things we got to do. Amen. There are some things
Amen.
We got to do.
Amen.
Yes. First of all, we got to believe in salvation through Jesus Christ. And we got to
yes.
go to Matthew 28:19, which is the Great Commission. We need to be
yes.
out there sharing God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Bringing in God's kingdom souls, winning souls. God, tell us about that. He commands us. He doesn't waver when he speaks to us. It's very crystal clear. We need to be praying regularly to strengthen our relationship with God. Even when I'm out there winning souls, we won over 70 last Sunday. And even while out there, we're praying. I'm praying all the time. Before every single homeless person that comes, I'm praying. And you know what? They're coming into the kingdom. They're thirsty. People and are experiencing a lot of difficulties, a lot of adversity, only because they're not in the kingdom. They're not walking God's word. There's a lot of us in the kingdom. There's a lot of us in the kingdom that's just not doing God's word. We're not following his commands. Why is that? God's word says, do not what? Do not conform to this world. He's made it crystal clear. So you're going to put a twist on it. You're going to do what you want. You're putting your own personal values on some of the things that God is commanding us. But you got to back up and rethink this thing. Let's reset your spiritual pulse. Amen? Let us repent if we need to repent in order to be in the alignment of God's command. We want to be praying and sharing God's word over our children and our grandchildren in the last days. Don't pick up the patterns of the world and all of this designer stuff. And the saints not even paying their tithe. See, there's some problems there.
Yeah.
And we have to check ourselves. Amen.
Yeah.
We've got to do some things ourselves to align ourselves up with the word of God.
Yeah.
It has to do with developing a habit. Walking in God's word. Not sometimes. Not on Sunday. Not just on Sunday. But God wants us to adopt the character of Christ.
Yes.
He walked this earth realm as an example setter for us. And he didn't deviate. He took 39 stripes hanging on that cross for us. We need to take a spiritual pulse to do an inventory. You know yourself what you need to do. It's not about a thought or wearing this certain look or doing what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yes.
It's allowing yourself to die to Christ, having this passion. And you'll grow a passion the more you walk in his word. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
See, we are conquerors for a reason. God had already prepared up the place. He already has set us up so that no matter what we do, we'll walk on the top of those serpents and those scorpions. He taught us how to put Satan under our feet and to push through being strengthened. He gave us his word so that we can walk and share his word and to know how to live and walk his word.
Yeah.
He's done his work. Paul, one of my favorite, oh my goodness, Paul tells it all. You see, at one time, Paul came from a family that killed Christians.
Yeah.
But Paul was sold out to Christ. Even while he was in jail, he was still writing God's word. He would still come out when the guards would bring him out as lines and lines of people would come by to see Paul. Paul was still speaking God's word. Amen.
Yes.
He pushed through it. We can push through this. The church has become so unrecognizable that it's pitiful sometimes. People come to church dressed any kind of way they want to be dressed. They don't come in to really and profoundly draw from what God has poured into us. Not all churches, just some.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a family, and we got to take care of one another. We got to pray for one another to have God order our steps. We are conquerors. We are more than conquerors.
Yes.
There's some things we've got to do. We need to understand that God consists of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We need to understand that the Bible is given to us not to draw dust or to speak from a scripture here and there, but to live his word, to share that word,
yes,
to obey him. His word says in James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, that's deceiving yourselves. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
Acts 5:29. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to do what? Obey God rather than men.
Amen.
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 So there's some things we must do. There's some things that God has set forth for us to do. We've got to have the characteristics of Jesus. We've got to do as God's word commands. We got to know how to die to self and be humble. Come out of yourself. We need to understand that we got to be thick in this world.
Yeah.
People say one thing to your face and say something else behind your back.
Oh,
but if you're strong in God, God's going to take care of that. You got to keep pushing forward to be conquerors, victorious, no matter what that situation looks like. We've got to continually walk in God's word. We got to share his teaching and his commandments, because we all have to edify the body of Christ to bring out, to bring forth. We need to understand that as a chosen generation, as a royal priesthood, as a holy nation,
yeah,
that we have been called out of darkness and placed into God's marvelous light. So people should be able to see the light in each of us. They should see and know that no matter what the circumstance is, that, hey, they got some faith over here. Because we know God's going to take care of it, and he's going to get the glory out of whatever that situation is. Amen?
Amen.
We also need to know that in Galatians 3, it assures me that Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law, and he's released us to the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that 1,000 shall fall at one side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not, and it shall not, and it better not come down my dwelling. Only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Amen.
God is my refuge. Amen.
Yes.
And my habitation. No evil shall befall me. Neither shall any plague, any sickness, or disease come now my dwelling. It's just like your home got the blood of Jesus painted over your doorpost. You have the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of your life. Our daddy, folks, is taking care of us. He's given us the prescription to be able to walk in his word. He's told us in no uncertain terms in the Bible. He's given us everything we need.
Yes.
And we need to understand we cannot abandon his agenda. It's all about living the purpose that God has given you.
Yes.
It's all about being in unity, being in alignment of God. That's what this thing is about. We got to understand it. It's not anything to do with routine. You got to live this thing 24/7. You got to pray for your enemy. God's word tell us.
Yeah.
Even though they might treat you bad, talk about you, pray for them. See, this thing runs deep when you got it. So you can feel that thing passionately. As you stay more in the character of God, it changes you. It makes you want to do what God wants you to do. It makes you thirst more and more in the deeper depths of Christ. This comes from having a relationship with our Father. He loves you. He loves me, and I love you. Whoever you listening out there, I love you all. I pray for you every day.
Yeah.
And not just saying that. You got to mean what you say. Your heart, what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And we got to know and feel this thing that we are conquerors because God has made us conquerors.
Amen.
He gave up his only begotten son so that we would be conquerors over whatever situation we're put in.
Yes.
Over whatever you're going through is for a reason. Just go through it and know God's got your back. It's about knowing that you can't be patronizing yourself behind the world. Because God has told us, do not conform to the patterns of this world. Amen?
Amen.
Even when we see our children doing it, we need to bring correction. You don't want to be held accountable for not telling them. You want to make sure that they're going to be living eternal life with you.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that if they're not committed, they become committed or recommitting themselves.
Yeah.
We need to be focused on God's grace and mercy. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. That's deep. If you don't have anybody else in this world that you think care about, you know that God does. He encourages. He blesses. He loves us. There's some things, folks, that we got to do. There's some things, folks, that we need to do to ourselves in order to walk and grow into the character of Jesus. We want to be in the alignment of God's word all the time. And
yes.
Even when we slip up, we want to ask God forgiveness. He's a forgiving God.
Yes.
He's the reason why we all awake right now at this hour. I teach that all the time to the young people. You have to thank God for waking you up this morning. There's a lot of them that didn't wake up. You have to thank God that he's given you the opportunity to follow his commands.
Man.
To tell others about him. Some things, folks, we got to do. We are conquerors, but we need to follow God's prescription. Amen?
Amen.
We want to be able to be a part of the kingdom of God. We want to be those that's holding up that banner. You want to be part of the front line. We want to be those that carry God's word.
Yes.
We want to nourish the Holy Spirit that lives inside of each of us. It needs nourishment. We want to be able to give out God's word and walk his word irregardless of what the rest of the world is doing, because we got our own purpose. God has given it to us. We in a family. We should be all edifying the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So as we take a spiritual pulse, we want to make sure that the inventory that we are doing brings you into the alignment of Christ.
Yes.
We want to be sure that we are lining up with God's
yes.
word. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Commit yourself to the Lord, whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. You will grow higher as you commit yourself, aligned in God's word. When people come around you, they'll be around the crumbs and all that they can pick up from your light. You will be a light to the world. Go to Matthew 5. We are conquerors through the Lord Christ Jesus. Let us go before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name of Lord Jesus. Father God, what a joy it is that you have given us opportunity, Father.
Yes.
Opportunity to live an eternal life, Father. We thank you, Father, you have prescribed and given us what it takes. And we thank you, Lord God. And in spite of us, Lord God, in spite of the stumbles and the falls, Lord God, you love us anyway. So, Father, we repent in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, Father God, we want to be in alignment of your word, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you gave up your only begotten son. That's
yes,
deep
Lord
and
Jesus.
Heavy, Father, because we, Father God, we are here because of your son having died on that cross. And he rose again. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God, as we commit ourselves, Father, we say, forgive us, Lord, that we're not sharing your word like we should be. Father God,
yes.
forgive us that we're not following all the commands that you want us to follow. But
yes.
we thank you, Lord God. You are second chance,
thank
God. You are mighty chance, God, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father. In the name, Lord
yes.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that we are more
thank
than
you.
Conquerors through Christ
yes.
Jesus who loves us. We thank you for that, Lord. We
man.
Thank you that you have given us opportunity to walk over the serpent.
Yes.
Walk over the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that we are ambassadors.
Thank you, Lord.
That we
thank
are royal
you.
Priesthood. We thank
yes.
you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, that we are a royal priesthood. We thank
yes.
you, thank
yes.
you, thank you, Father, that we don't thank you enough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, as we
thank
come
you.
Before you this afternoon, we thank you that this appointment was set. Father, bless everybody on this line that's listening, Father. Give them a double portion.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they met you at this hour. That they met you with Archbishop's broadcast. They met you, Lord God, at this hour. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, bless him and bless his ministry, Father, and his wife,
yes.
Pastor. Felicia, bless
yes.
him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As long as I've known him, he's been a man of God. After
yes.
your heart, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. Bless our
thank
children,
you.
Lord. Keep them drowned in the miraculous and the supernatural blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, protect us. Bless our ministries, Father. Keep us
Amen.
Drowned, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our lives.
Amen.
Our children's lives. Continually protect
Amen.
Them, Father, from the enemy. Lord, give them wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, to know your voice when they hear it.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you, Father, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, that they met
Amen.
You at this appointed time, Father. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. They could have been doing something else, but they found time, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are
Amen.
Always the on-time God. Your word never returns to you void, and we thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, keep us drowned in the powerful and the miraculous blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, heal our bodies. Whatever is ailing them, Father, heal them in the name of Jesus. From the very top
Amen.
Of their head to the very sole of their feet. I'm a shadow, for they're healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hey, be God. In their backs, in their knees, whatever is ailing them, Lord, they are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Father thank God, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. My God. Thank you, Father. You've given
thank
us
you.
A chance to be realigned and recommit ourselves. We're taking a spiritual pulse, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No matter where
yeah.
they are, whatever part of the world that they stand in, Father, bless them, Lord. Heal their bodies, Father. Strengthen them, Lord, to carry your word, Father, that they might
yes.
be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
So we thank you, Father God. Lord God, we
thank
you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for that agape love. Father God, we thank you. We don't thank you enough, Father.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, from the depths of our heart, Lord. That we draw a passion for you, Lord God. That anybody that come around any of us, Lord, to feel your love.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, in the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. I'm a shadow,
na
da 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 da. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. Every prayer petition that's been brought up in the name of Jesus has been brought to you, Father. We declare it. And we decree it in the masses in the mighty name of King Jesus. It's covered
Amen.
Under that miraculous blood.
Amen.
It's covered. And we thank you, Lord God.
We thank
our
yes.
children are covered. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
grandchildren covered. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh, we thank you, Lord. And Jesus is matchless. And mighty
Amen.
Name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That glory go to you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we receive the word
thank
of God. We shall be doers of the word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Before the next speaker will come, the next speaker is going to come any minute from now, but I want us to sing one or two songs to prepare our hearts. I tell you, we have just been blessed by the first speaker. Honorable Bishop Dr. Valerie Davis, we
Amen.
Have been blessed to our ministry, and I tell you,
yes.
so many listeners coming in from all over the world. We have people keen. I tell you, God is blessing them over here. I can see
Amen.
People pleading in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. We're going to sing
yes.
one or two songs before. Mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelista Lionel Nawal, she's going to bless us. We still have a whole 1 hour in front of us. So we want to sing a couple of songs and then she will be ready. Let's sing this song together. Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we bless
you.
Yes, we bless
you. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
We adore you, Lord.
We adore you. Yes, Lord.
We adore
you.
Lord, we praise
you.
Lord,
we praise you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
the revelation. As the word of God was coming forth, there was a word of knowledge. God was showing me someone. You are in deep fellowship tonight. You have a stomach problem. There is problem in your stomach, your belly. It's like you have some strange substances in your stomach, and you are supposed to go for surgery. The Lord Jesus is touching that stomach right now. Put your right hand on that stomach. Whosoever is this person, put your right hand on that stomach. There's healing power going through your stomach right now. Everything that God did not plant in your stomach, in your belly, your womb, be removed in the name of Jesus. Yes,
amen.
Receive that healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made every week whole. By the power of the Holy Ghost on the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we are ready now. Over to you, Evangelist Lankala. Wow. Over to you to share with us God what God has placed in your heart.
Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, I give you glory, I give you honor, I magnify and exalt your name, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the powerful teaching that was taught before my throne. It's a great blessing
Amen.
To all of us that listen unto it, the teaching on the we be more than conqueror. O Lord God,
Amen.
We are blessed with that teaching. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Father, in
Jesus'
name, my topic is finding the Lord's will.
Amen.
God's will for our life. The God's will must be done in our life. The perfect will of God for we Christians.
Yes.
We Christians, we have renounced our own will, and we have submitted to the will of God. We must renounce our will and submit to the will of God for our life in all we do. The problem that faces every Christian is how to ascertain the will of God.
Yes.
The life of Jesus Christ on earth is a perfect illustration of absolute conformity to the Lord's will.
Yes.
Hebrews 10 verse 7 says, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Jesus Christ came to her to fulfill God's will. We too must make sure we fulfill God's will in our life. Jesus actually finished the work that the Father gave him to do on earth. John 17, verse 4, I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. All of us, God has given us something to do for him, and we must make sure we accomplish it and do it. And Jesus was assigned a specific task to perform on earth to each Christian. He similarly assigned to a special task. It is your responsibility and mine to learn from the Lord the plan for our lives. God has a plan for every life. This plan is concerning our personality, talents, needs, potentialities, and environment. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in us unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. All our works must be good. God has ordained. Hebrews 12:1 says, run with patience the race that is set before us. We have to run with patience. There is a different race for each one of us. People say, I have finished my course. He fulfilled his ministry. That's Paul. And his work was completed in 2 Timothy 4:7. Acts 22, verse 14. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee and has chosen me too, that we should know his will. God wanted Paul to know the Lord's will. He says in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that you should go. Our guidance must be directly from God Almighty. I will guide thee with my eyes. God says he will guide us with his eyes. God's plan is very detailed. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord God Almighty. God doesn't always reveal the distant future, but step by step. God's plan is continuous in our life. Isaiah 58, verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Continual guidance. God's plan for us is definite and specific. In Isaiah 30:21, and thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left, the Lord guides by his spirit through the word of God. So they've just told us that about the importance of the word of God. We are guided by the Spirit through the word of God. God wants us to inquire about his plan for our life. Psalm 143, verse 8, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. God wants us to be much in prayer for daily details. As the last speaker has spoken about praying, prayer for daily details. We are going to pray on daily details.
Yes.
The will of God is always good, acceptable, and perfect.
For
we believers. That's why we must do his will. Hebrews 12, you have been told about Hebrews 12:2, that he may prove that what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God is what we should be doing. God's plan is very important for every life.
Yes.
God's plan always includes certain features. Separation from sin unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. God is holy, and it is the will of God that we too should be holy. Prayer and thanksgiving are always God's will for us. We have been told that just now. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Doing good always is God's will. 1 Peter 2:15, for so is the will of God that with well-doing, doing good, with well-doing, he may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Conditions of God's guidance to do his will. You must trust in the Lord. Psalm 32 verse 8. Guidance is only for the believers. God's plan for the unsaved consists of one point, believe and be saved. All unsaved, the God's guidance for them is that they should believe and be saved. But for we believer, God's guidance for us is trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, Psalm 37:4.
Amen. Yes.
Be eager, willing to know his will and obey. We've been told about obedience. Willing to know his will and obey him.
Yes.
Commit thy will unto the Lord, Psalm 37:5. We must have complete absolute faith in him. We must always commit our will unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That's Psalm 37:7. God promises to guide, but not necessarily to reveal his will the same day that you request for it. Surrender to the will of God. We must be willing to obey his will.
Man.
You must separate from the world and all known sin. We have been told that in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be separation, then the revealing of sin. When we are separated from sin, then the will of God will be done in our life. Spiritual mindedness. We must renew our mind all the time. That's renewing our mind, your mind in with the Lord, with his spirit. You must be still to hear from the Lord God Almighty. God is suffering.
How does God reveal his will?
Mm-hmm. God reveals his will. God's will does not work according to a set pattern, for it deals with each person differently. Sometimes God reveals his will through opportunities, circumstances, the wish of parents, the advice of friends, the evaluation of one's own abilities, personal inclination, the needs of the day, and conscience. God has often guided through verses of scripture that speak loudly to us. That's the reason why we must read the scripture. The whole of Psalm 119 from verse 1 to 175 guide us on what God's word actually do. So it's always good to read the word of God on a daily basis. Don't close your eyes and point to random verses in the Bible. Read everything. Saturate yourself with the word of God. We have to saturate our life with the word of God, because the word of God is God himself. That the Lord can bring various portions to our mind. God's will is never contrary to the Bible. Therefore, know the word, inner conviction that is given by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our own spirit. So we must be filled with the Holy Spirit to actually enjoy the word of God. The Holy Ghost says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. The Holy Spirit, that's in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. The Holy Ghost says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. The Holy Spirit has been given for the purpose of guidance. John 16:13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. All of us will know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. And the Holy Spirit always guides us in the truth. God, by circumstances, always closes one door and opens another. Nothing happens to the child of God by accident. Each item is planned by the Father. These meditating circumstances. In Acts 16, verse 9 to 10, come over into Macedonia and help us. God sometimes guides us in the vision. But God does not use this method very often today by vision.
Yes.
Because the devil is using the vision now to confuse believers and to attack them. We must surrender our own will to God Almighty. We should seek the Spirit's will through God's word. We must pray for guidance. We must always wait on God. Conclusion.
Yeah.
We only need light for one step at a time. One step at a time. Only one step at a time. This is the way the Lord will lead us. One step at a time. Remember that God wants to give you both the master plan and minute details in your life. Wait patiently on Him, and He will reveal them day by day, day by day. Never go back on God's guidance. May God bless the.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes,
glory to you,
Father. Yes. We are going to pray right now. But before we pray, Bishop Barry Davis, I want you to take note of Evangelist Olayinka Lawal. Let me give you a phone number. Our phone number is 301-552-3981.
Yes. Wait a
minute, 552-3981. All righty. And then, Bishop Barry's cell phone number is 301-204-5817. 301-204-5817.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know yourself. The reason is you are doing the same thing. Two of you are doing the
Amen.
Same thing. Yeah, both of you are interested in evangelism. Both of you are interested in mission. Both of you are interested in the work of God. I want you to know yourself and, discuss and, think about evangelism. So that's by
Amen.
The way. Yeah, so what I want us to do right now, I want us to pray right now about the message we just heard from Lawal. The message is God's will. This is very important. Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is the will of the Father. We need to do the will of God. That is the message we just heard right now. I tell you, this is real truth from heaven. The will of God. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they were about to take Jesus Christ to the cross of Calvary, it was so difficult. It was not easy. Jesus had to pray. Say, Lord, this cup of suffering and dying on the cross, If it has to pass by me, I'm okay. But it's not going to pass. Then Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. There is a will of the Son. Jesus had to go to the cross for the whole world to be saved. I tell you, there is a will of God for you. There is a will of God for me. There is a will of God for everyone that is hearing this message today on Facebook, Twitter, Link, and all the social media networking. I tell you, God is doing a new thing today. You need to have faith in God. You need to seek the will of God. You need to seek the mind of God. So we are going to pray now. God, not my will, but thy will be done. You remember the prophet Jonah? God told Jonah, go to Nineveh and prophesy the word of God. Jonah, instead of doing the will of God, he bought a ticket and went to the opposite direction. He went to Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh. And you know all the story, how he suffered, but finally got to Nineveh. See, we need to have faith in God. We need to trust God for everything. We need to hope upon him, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to link up with him. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So let's begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray for the will of God to be done in our lives. The will of the Father to be done in our lives. Not our will, but God's will be done.
That your will be done
in the will of God.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Not our will, but your will, Lord. Let it be done. In the name, Lord Jesus.
Not our will, but your will.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. And we thank the Lord God in the name of Lord Jesus. Let your will
Lord.
Be done in our lives, Father. In the name
of
Lord. Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh,
not
Father
my
God,
will,
we thank you, Jesus. Not my will, but your will, Father. Let your will be done in our lives, Father. In the name of Lord Jesus.
The will of God be done in our home.
Let your will be done in my family lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my grandchildren. Oh, I pray, Lord God, in the name
of
Jesus, to let your will be done in our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
My son, I'm not allowed
to die.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. Let your word dwell in us richly. That
yes,
we
Lord.
Have been the doers of your word, not just the other thing. Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Father.
For our faith that I have your word today. Let your word be a blessing to every one of them.
Yes,
in the
Father.
Name of Jesus, Father, strengthen your people and uphold them with our right hand of righteousness. Cover everyone upon with the blood of Jesus. Cover our
with
homes, our families, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon comes against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us in judgment is condemned. In the
condemned
name of Jesus
name
Christ.
Of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
We're going to be together again on Saturday and Sunday next week. And I'm going to have another time again. It's always 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, Sunday evening. So everyone is welcome to join us. I want to thank every one of you for being patient and, learning and receiving the word of God today through his broadcast. The Lord continue to bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank all the speakers, the women of God who spoke today. God continue to bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this message. Please text it out, tweet it out, and share it with everyone that they will know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.